This is the Phil Henry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. To contact the Phil Henry Show today, you know, George Bush did the dishes and walked the dog. Jimmy Carter contemplated his memoirs. Ronald Reagan rode off to the ranch. Most ex-presidents spend their first months out of office quietly readjusting to private life. Bill Clinton, well, it's as if he never left. He's still a topic on TV shows. He still dominates headlines. He still attracts jostling crowds and provides mountains of fodder for critics from the right, not to mention an outburst or two from his own party. He is larger than life, said Columbia University historian Henry Graff. He encourages it. And as you know, on Capitol Hill, a House committee is expanding its investigation into Clinton's pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich. And a Senate panel is taking its own look at the pardon. At the White House, work goes on to sort out gifts that Clinton and his wife Hillary sent back under fire. There is even theoretical talk about whether Clinton could be impeached again. Well, all of this is very interesting, and we wanted to get the decidedly Republican point of view on this from Larry Grover of Citizens Concerned. Well, now I forgot the name of Larry's organization, Mike. Conservatives of Kern County? Okay. Larry, forgive me, man. It's been a while.
It has been. It's too long, Phil, since we last spoke, but I'm happy to be on your program.
Tell me about what's your take on Bill Clinton's problems with the this financier Mark Rich, the problems with these pardons, and just Bill Clinton.
Phil, I am very happy to report to you a lawsuit which will be filed in federal court by myself, charges President Clinton with really stealing the spotlight away from President Bush, with hogging, he's hogging the news media during the first months of President Bush's presidency. I further will state in this lawsuit that Clinton embarrassed President Bush by, and this is difficult for me to say, but really by being more interesting than Bush. And I don't think he's more interesting than Bush. I am a Republican who is very upset with the fact that, yes, Clinton may be more interesting than President Bush, but President Bush is going to ultimately be a much, much better president than Clinton, no matter how boring, I guess you could say, Bush is. And
well, let's listen to what you're saying. You're saying Clinton's more interesting, but Bush will be a better president.
Well, he is, and it's the thing that infuriates most Republicans. It infuriates me, but that is part of this lawsuit.
Now, you are filing a lawsuit in federal court.
I'm preparing this lawsuit myself, as a matter of fact.
Who's the attorney of record?
Phil, actually, I went to a legal action workshop, and they showed me how to write up a lawsuit, because there are no attorneys right now, frankly, who have the guts to do this. Clinton is that untouchable. There's no attorney that has the guts to sue this guy for being a media hog. And
all right, so you have no attorney. You are filing the suit on your own. What is the actual term? What's the legal term? What are you suing him for?
I am suing President Clinton for hogging the spotlight.
And but what's the term?
I don't know. That's what I used. I used hogging the spotlight because I don't know that...
You're going to go into federal court and...
Look, Phil, the Republican Party right now needs to be back strong. And President Clinton's hogging the spotlight, and if you don't like the term...
I don't think it's something you can use in a legal document.
Well, we have to do something. I think the Republican Party is going to come back. I think we are going to be back by this summer. Right now, we're not back strong enough because Clinton, every time I shut my eyes, I see this guy, I close my eyes, and I see him. And I know there are many millions of Republicans who can still hear him. I can still smell his cologne. And as a Republican, I am so... I'm looking forward to when we are the party... A big thumbs up, because
it ain't happening.
It ain't happening right now. And right now the Republican Party is still coalescing, Phil, but I think by summertime we'll be fine.
But you guys apparently need to get Clinton off the stage, right?
We've got here's the thing. Bush is a really good president and is going to be the best president that we've had, you know, in a number of years. But Clinton is more interesting to listen to. And that makes me angrier than anything that he ever did in office. Monica Lewinsky, Jennifer Flowers, the Korea Gate, Travel Gate, all of this nonsense. The thing that I hold against Clinton more than anything is that he is he's more interesting, and that makes me angry.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. He is a Republican, and they still got work to do when it comes to Bill Clinton, and they're talking about this idea that you're going to file a lawsuit against Clinton for hogging the spotlight and for being more interesting than Bush.
I'm not wording it that way, but that's essentially what's happening.
Yeah, but if you're wording, you said you put hogging the spotlight in the lawsuit.
That's the only words I can think to do. Right now, though, as long as Clinton doesn't get on television, and that's the stark, steel-cold fear that I have, and I will tell you this right now, and I'm going to warn any people out there, and if you give Bill Clinton a TV show, and forgive my language, Phil, God damn you to the hell that you deserve to burn in. Because,
okay, watch the language.
Well, I'm saying that to the television and to the movie industry in Hollywood. If you give Bill Clinton a television show or a movie, may you burn. Oh, may you burn. And I just...
Okay.
you know, it's one of these things where Clinton... Why do I hear his name? Why do I see his face? I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You said as long as Clinton doesn't get a TV show...
Which would mean he's right in front of the American people.
The Republican Party will be back stronger than ever.
Absolutely. This lawsuit is designed to keep him from going on interview shows. It's designed to keep him from writing books or being attractive to women for a period of 2 years, after which he can do what he wants. But we are trying to get the Republican Party back to where we're on top. We're number one.
Well, it was a very divisive, Larry.
Don't tell me about the election. You know, we won that election.
No, I know you won the election, but it was close. It was divisive. As many people have said, much smarter than me, it was not a mandate. And I'm sorry that you still have Bill Clinton to deal with. But I'm going to put this forward. I'm going to put this idea before you and tell me what you think of this. The reason why you still got Clinton to deal with is because you guys still make an issue out of him.
No, you're wrong, Phil.
I'm wrong? Tell me why I'm wrong.
I just think you're wrong. We're not making a big deal out of him. He's the one who's going out and trying to get a TV show.
And there's no evidence that Bill Clinton's trying to get a TV show.
Well, then why won't he go away? And why would...
You're the guys that are investigating him for this financier Mark Rich. You're the guys that don't like this pardon stuff. You're the guys that don't like the fact that he busted a couple of vases in the White House on his way out the door. You cats are the ones that are keeping this thing alive.
You cats, you guys, you know, just like a Democrat, Phil, I want Bill Clinton to have a restraining order so that no TV cameras are within 1,000... He can't go within 1,000 feet of a TV camera if he sees one, if he's... And they can't go to him, so they have to stay. They need to restrain each other is what I'm interested in. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a restraining order on television cameras and on Bill Clinton.
So that, all right, so that he won't be on TV and do what?
So that he won't be on TV, and the next thing you know, he's pulling more of his stuff.
Well, he was a very popular president. And the fact of the matter remains that he is a guy who's very much in the public eye because people want to see him. And the more you talk about him, the more harm you do your party.
The Republican Party is going to be fine. Don't worry about us.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Alicia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Alicia? Hello, you there? Okay. Well... That's what I get for taking those first calls before the break. 1-800, was she old? Mike's nodding his head. She was old. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. So we got on the line here, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, and the lawsuit that he's planning to file against President Clinton for hogging the spotlight and being more interesting than President Bush. You're planning on filing this lawsuit tomorrow. Do you honestly believe that a judge is going to not throw this thing out?
I, I, Phil, I went to the legal action workshop, and I did the best I could.
You might have done the best you could, but you can't sue a guy for, quote, hogging the spotlight.
Well, you know something? I think the time has come for Clinton just to get out of our lives, but also we need to impeach him for these illegal pardons. You see, I am torn. I don't know whether I want him to leave or stay. I want to hurt him, but I want him to go away. I mean, legally hurt him.
The obsession over Bill Clinton is interesting to me.
It's not an obsession, Phil.
Yeah, it is. It's one that Republicans have. I find it really interesting. Peter on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
this guy's actually fixated on Clinton to where...
I am not fixated. I am interested in this guy. He just...
Look, did you not say that you smell his cologne when you go to bed at night? Is that what I heard? You smell his cologne. Is that what I heard? And that's not a fixation?
I said that I can smell his cologne. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Good Lord, that is a fixation. What kind of cologne does he wear?
I'm using I smell cologne. I imagine it's his.
Like a nice Dracar or maybe an Obsession. Hey, Obsession cologne. There you go.
Well, you know something? You're a Democrat, I can tell right away, and so that means that you don't understand the damage this man has done to our country.
Damage. Damage.
Yes.
You're saying damage for being interesting, quote-unquote, and for hogging the spotlight. This is what you're saying to me.
Because of the fact that he's interesting, yes. That women want to go to bed with him.
And this is affecting you how? Are you not dating because Mr. Clinton has... affairs outside of his own...
I think that this guy has proven what he is by all of these pardons, illegal pardons that he's given to his criminal mafia friends. And,
he's got a mafia friend
now.
Yeah,
and the fact that he's destroyed the White House. I don't like him. I don't like him.
You don't like him, so
right.
you're gonna waste $1,000 and sue him.
That's right. Unless they promise not to give him a television show.
All right.
All right. They have to write you a written promise, and you won't sue him.
You got it. You got it. You think of something better, you let me know.
Larry Grover needs to receive a written...
Yeah, okay, Peter.
A written statement saying...
No, you want a written statement. You want a written statement that Bill Clinton won't get a TV show.
I want assurances from Hollywood, which has done nothing but spend the last 50 years polluting the minds of every child in this country, purveying sex into the living rooms of every American family, creating an atmosphere of violence and degradation. I want at least the common decent assurance that they won't give Bill Clinton an afternoon talk show. Yes. You think
who is this guy? Who are you? Larry Grover from the Stern County. What is it? The citizens. What are you?
What are you? Who are you? Peter from the Who? Peter Puffer? Is that your name?
No.
You're a Democrat?
Okay, look. Guys.
Look, I'm a concerned caller.
I believe that this, you know, they give him, what are they going to do? Give him Rosie O'Donnell's a slot? Sure. Sure. Sure.
Okay, Peter, thanks for your call. You're not going to like who I'm going to next.
Who?
Monica.
Oh, great. Well, let's hear from her.
Okay, well, here's Monica in San Diego. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
It's not Lewinsky, right?
No, it's not.
Some woman in New York just won a lawsuit because somebody called her Monica Lewinsky. Anyway, my point for you, Larry...
Yeah.
Is that, don't you realize that your lame crackpot lawsuit is just going to bring more attention to Bill Clinton?
Are you a Republican? Who's a Republican out there?
I'm a Republican.
All right, then.
I'm a Republican. No, I'm a Republican. I voted for Bush, but I'm not a retarded Republican. I have half a brain in my head.
So, in other words, it wouldn't bother you if you're a Republican, you know the damage this man can do if he gets a late-night talk show.
Oh, Lord, you know what? Give it to him. I highly doubt anybody would watch it. People are sick of his stuff.
Sick of him? Look at that. You heard what Mr. Hendry read. He's larger than life, said Columbia University historian. He's still topic A on talk shows. He's attracting crowds. Oh, I can't stand it.
I really think that's, you know what, it's all in perspective. You know, who's calling him larger than life? I mean,
President Bush is one of the finest men I think it's ever been my honor to support for the presidency of the United States.
Okay.
Why can't he be interesting?
What are you talking about?
I mean,
why don't you think he's interesting?
You're a Republican and you didn't...
He just won the presidency.
And by the way, you're a Republican and you didn't change your name?
You know what?
Yeah, I seriously. So, seriously.
Well,
what do you mean,
know,
seriously?
It wasn't exactly a proud moment when all the Monica Lewinsky stuff came out. And believe me, I took the brunt of some crud, but
yeah.
I'm above that, you know?
Well, I can tell you this. The Republican Party's going to get past this. I think by next fall or early next year, we'll be all right.
But why do you think you guys are going to take so long to recover from what? From
Clinton and all of his television shows.
What television shows?
He doesn't even have any yet.
He'll get you once. You watch. They'll give him an hour drama or something.
So what? So what? They've given O.J. plenty of airtime. Give him some airtime. Who cares?
Let me ask you this, Monica, seriously.
What's up, Larry?
Here it is. They're thinking about giving him a slot on ER.
Okay.
Are
what's
you
his role? Wait, what's his role? Is he going to be like a corpse in the
Maybe.
Morgue downstairs?
Maybe he'll be a cadaver they're bringing in from the street.
Exactly.
You know,
so what?
You know what? I'm very happy the two of you can laugh about it. That's a great thing. It's you know, I bet WB will give him a sketch comedy deal with one of his African buddies. And
okay. Thank you, Monica, for your call. You got a lot of paranoia going on there, Larry.
No, it's not. It's not what it is, Phil, is this. It's care and concern for my country.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Larry Grover. He's with Conservatives of Kern County. He has filed or is planning on filing a lawsuit against President Clinton for being more interesting than George Bush, and as a result, overshadowing President Bush. He says he closes his eyes at night and he can still smell Clinton's cologne. And further, and the most bizarre of all of this, you think that Clinton somehow is going to get a late-night talk show.
The shot on ER is what I'm worried about, because there was some talk about that.
Talk about what? They're going to put him on ER?
The idea, the concept.
Jesus. Here is Dave on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Phil. Phil?
Go ahead.
This guy, Evan, that probably hasn't read the Constitution. The First Amendment gives Clinton every right to speak, go on television, or do anything he wants to as long as it isn't criminal.
What if they give him one of those Jay Letterman deals?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, jeez.
The First Amendment protects him, the same as it protects you and me.
Right, but if they give him a David Leno deal, he's going to be all over the TV and the women will want to have sex with him.
So what?
Well, that'll ruin the country even more than...
It doesn't make any difference. He won't ruin the country anyway.
You know,
but
I got to ask you something. Is this Colonel Sanders?
No, it's not Colonel Sanders.
No, hell
it sounds
no.
exactly like...
Well, I don't...
All right, go
many
ahead.
Many people sound alike.
You're right. You're making a good point. Go ahead.
The First Amendment protects anybody who wants freedom of speech.
And yes,
that's
sir.
That's the
well, Dave,
that's
I know
the
that...
argument here. Freedom of speech.
Well,
and nobody can stop that.
Well, I'm sure you're a good man, and I'm sure you fought to defend that. Are you a veteran?
Definitely.
Okay, Dave, I thank you and I honor you for fighting to defend my free speech, but the thing that drives me ape, the thing that makes me want to swing from a vine, is this guy Clinton is going to get a lead spot on Survivor.
So what?
So what?
That's his right. He has a right to do that.
Well,
you can't interfere with the freedom of speech.
What'd you think about that Lewinsky caper?
Well, that was wrong, of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But that has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Well, see, Dave is making it's President Clinton. Even though he's he has the right to say what he wants, be where he wants to be, and
why does he have to be so interesting?
Well, that's your problem.
My problem?
Certainly, if he's interesting, well, you can't do anything about it.
It bothers me that he's interesting, and
well,
I'm not.
That's too bad. I'm sorry for you.
Can I ask you a question, Dave? Between you and me?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm interesting?
In a way, yes.
Well, thank you.
You're interesting because you sometimes don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
but that's all right.
Well, thanks a lot. And Clinton does? Okay, I've had enough.
Okay.
Oh, he hung up on us, Dave.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, Dave, thank you very much, pal.
You got the point, all right.
You got it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There you go. There's Dave. And there goes Nutcase, Larry. 1-800-44... I've even forget the number now. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. This submarine, the Grenville, I've heard it pronounced Grenville, that ran into a Japanese fishing vessel, has a few people worried about civilians. Apparently, there were a couple of civilians on board. Now, a civilian who was on this Navy submarine that struck the Japanese fishing vessel on Thursday said that he pulled levers for the ascent drill but had a crew member right beside him. He also described how the ship shuddered at the impact. I was to the left of the control room, and I was asked by the captain if I would like the opportunity to pull the levers that start the procedure that's called the blowdown, John Hall told NBC's Today Show. I said, sure, I'd love to do that. And he said the nearest crew member was right next to me, so he did it, and they ran right into this Japanese fishing boat. We have Captain Vernon Dozier. He's a retired commercial ships captain on the line from San Pedro this evening. And he was was in the harbor service in San Pedro at the L.A. Los Angeles Harbor and was a freight master. And what else did you do there, Captain Dozier?
Well, I was in charge of 10 U.S. tugboats at that time.
You were in charge of a tug fleet?
That's correct.
All right, the United States Navy, did they cause this crash?
But let me make a point right now. The United States Navy had nothing to do with this Japanese fishing vessel being sunk. I believe it was clearly the fault of a civilian, and it went, and it just shows you how dangerous it is to have civilians in charge of anything military.
So you do believe that it was civilians who were at the helm and civilians who were in charge of ultimately sinking the ship?
I think the average civilian doesn't have the skill to operate a submarine, but the thing to do, they think they do. They they want you, they bug you, can I steer the boat, and I had this happen to me when I was in the harbor service, so civilians are always going to be on your back about this, okay? Let's be very clear. The reason why that Japanese fishing vessel sunk, the reason why that people died, is because we had civilians running a United States nuclear submarine, and I think that is absolutely unconscionable.
All right, well just a second here, Captain Dozier. These are civilians on a U.S. Navy ship, and they were working the forward planes. Didn't they have to get permission? In other words, they were doing this under the aegis of the United States Navy.
They were not in uniform. They are not subject to the military code of conduct, and therefore they do not have to answer a salute. And what that means, Phil, is if a civilian wants to steer the boat, you can't order him not to because he's not in the Navy. That's why it's dangerous to allow civilians on board. That's why we do not believe that it...
Wait. You've got two civilians on board this United States nuclear submarine. They're not in the Navy.
They are not military personnel, and so therefore they do not have to answer a salute. They do not have to take orders. And
so they can walk right up to these forward planes and just start adjusting them and...
That's correct, and that's the risk that a lot of Navy captains run. By allowing a civilian on board, the civilian can say, I want to steer the ship, and the captain can't tell them not to because they're not in the Navy. Okay? You see what I'm saying?
Good Lord. Well, then it's ridiculous to have a civilian on board.
Bingo. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. You can't order him not to. If I'm a United States Navy captain, and this is the frightening repercussion of this, Phil, if I'm a United States naval commander on a United States nuclear submarine, Westpac, Pacific Fleet, and a four-year-old child wants to take control, I obviously I wouldn't let him do it, but technically I can't tell him he can't because
why?
Because he's not in the Navy. He doesn't wear a uniform, and I can't give him orders.
We're talking to retired Captain Vernon Dozier. He is you were actually in the commercial fishing fleet in San Pedro.
That is correct.
And he was a former tugboat captain about this U.S. Navy submarine that accidentally sunk the fishing boat off of Oahu, Hawaii, over the weekend. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And the shocking revelation here, the almost unbelievable, is that if someone isn't in the Navy and they are a civilian, as these two people were civilians who were alleged to have been at the controls when this submarine sunk the Japanese fishing vessel, and because they're not in the Navy, they don't have to answer orders from a naval captain.
That is correct, and I have told them time and again, I've said to these guys, why do you let civilians on board? They don't wear the scrambled eggs. They do not have the insignia of rank. They don't have to answer a salute. So they don't have to do what I told them. I was piloting a tugboat. We were pulling about a few hundred thousand tons of commercial weight out of the San Pedro Harbor one afternoon, and I had a civilian on board. It was a couple. They were honeymooning, and they wanted to see how a tugboat worked, and I let them get up there, and I said, okay, time's up. Get away from that wheel. And he said, I don't have to do what you tell me to do because I'm not in the Navy. And I said, you know what? You're right. And I was panicked because he wanted to go out. I'll tell you, it was frightening.
This was a honeymooning couple on your tugboat?
Yeah, they took it over. And he went out, and we went fishing. They had me. I had to fillet a swordfish that I caught for them. So it's
these people made you take them out and to go deep sea fishing
because I can't tell them what to do. And so, Phil, what you have is a complement of some 300 men hanging on for dear life as these two civilians took it for a joyride, and that's what happened off of Oahu these last few days. A very expensive, a multi-billion-dollar, a very dangerous, and as it turned out, a fatal joyride. Two civilians who decided they'd take a multi-billion-dollar submarine out for a spin, and you saw what happened.
Well, we are shocked at what happened. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, as we talk here to Captain Vernon Dozier. He is a tugboat fleet captain, and he's talking about what happened out there in that United States nuclear sub. Two civilians who are not subject to the military code of conduct, so therefore they don't have to do what any naval officer tells them to do. They took over the submarine, and you say it was a joyride. What do you mean by that?
I mean a joyride. I mean,
in the sense that we used to take them in high school?
In the very sense that we used to take them in high school. You'd steal a friend's car, you'd go around the corner, the keys are in a car, you take it around. It's a big joyride. Woo-hoo, you know. Go ahead, burn it out, blast the carburetor out, take it up on the freeway. You don't care who you kill, you don't care who you injure, you don't care who you mutilate or maim. You're out for a spin, and that's what happened. And unfortunately, these people died. I feel very badly for them. I think we need to change the rules.
How do we change the rules?
Well, the first thing we need to say is you have to do what I tell you to do. I'm a captain, and I don't care if you're not wearing any stripes. Get away from that. And if they give you a hard time, then you can make a call and see if you can get some help.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Captain Vernon Dozier talking about the Japanese submarine and the American submarine that sunk the Japanese fishing boat, all because civilians can do whatever they want on a naval boat since they don't have to answer a military salute. It's very bizarre. I don't understand it any more than you do, but it cost some people their lives out there. 1-800-449, he said it was the naval equivalent of taking a boat for a joyride. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry's show. .449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. With me is Captain Vernon Dozier. He's a retired commercial captain in San Pedro. We're talking about the Grenoville, the U.S. submarine that accidentally sunk the Japanese fishing vessel. Two civilians were on board, and it is said that one of them was at the controls. And you say that there's nothing a military captain can do because the civilian is not
he's not in the Navy, Phil.
All right, he's not in the Navy. He's not subject to the military code of conduct.
Yeah, in other words, if I'm in the Navy, I have stripes that show you that I'm a Lieutenant JG. I could be a petty officer, a captain, admiral, etc. If I'm a civilian, where are my stripes?
Okay, well, you don't have any stripes.
All right, I don't have any stripes. I can't tell him what to do, and you just hang on for dear life.
Well, so what do you do if a civilian takes over your boat?
You hang on for dear life, and you pray. And that's the first thing every military man understands, prayer. You just pray to God. You put your trust in God, and you hang on for Christ, and, I mean, it's...
Jesus, this is... It sounds nuts.
It is nuts. That's why I hate the Navy. I hated it when I was in it.
All right, let's go to a phone call here. Troy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Troy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I mean, you're telling me a captain of a ship
cannot take control of a civilian on a submarine?
The civilian's not in the Navy.
Well, that's beside the point.
I think it's very much the point because he's not.
That is a nuclear weapon. A nuclear weapon can be controlled with deadly force if necessary.
How do you order a guy around when he doesn't have any stripes?
You just arrest him, throw him in your brick.
Well, you can't do that. You hang on, you pray.
No, that's a nuclear weapon. You can. U.S. government can use deadly force to protect a nuclear weapon if necessary. All you're telling me is
the
man.
Where did you hear that? Did you hear that in a TV show, or
No,
that?
I was in the military.
What? Oh, you were in the military.
Yes.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Let me give an example, Troy. When's the last time when you were in the military and you were in uniform and did you attain some rank? Were you non-commissioned? Were you?
No, I was not. I was just.
Well, let's say you were a captain. Let's say you're walking down the street. When's the last time you saw a civilian salute a captain?
Well, you don't ever see a
there
civilian
you go.
Salute
that,
anybody.
I rest my case. Civilian,
but that is beside the
doesn't
point.
Do
that is
what
that's,
the captain says. And if
I mean,
a captain were to
I own a truck now,
a brig,
and I'm not going to let
well, you could be
somebody that's not qualified to drive my truck.
You could be court-martialed.
Whether I have to physically take him out of the seat, that's what I'm going to have to do.
Well, what if you're court-martialed?
I guess I get court-martialed for trying to protect my ship.
There you go.
Well, that sounds... I mean, if this guy is saying...
Look, I know what both of you guys are saying, but I'm in the Navy, okay? I run a tugboat fleet. I know what's going on.
A tugboat fleet?
Oh, you're going to put it down now?
A tugboat fleet has... I mean, that's a long ways from a nuclear submarine.
10 tugboats.
That's still a long ways from a nuclear submarine.
Well, what are you putting it down?
We're not putting it down. It's fine.
No.
You run tugboats. Good for you.
I'm glad you make a living running tugboats.
I mean, I wanted to do the submarine, but I couldn't make it through the school.
And you're saying civilians took your tugboat for a joyride and there was nothing you could do about it. That is your business. I mean, take them away from the wheel.
Well, sir, I felt impotent. I can tell you I felt...
This was a honeymooning couple, right?
Yes, sir.
And they grabbed the wheel of your tugboat and did what?
They took it for a spin out near the jetty and...
I'm sorry. If somebody grabbed the wheel of my truck and tried to take it for a joyride, we're going to have a fight.
I just sat there and I was just, you know, I just sat there and looked. I smoked a couple of cigarettes until they got tired. I asked them, can I have my boat back? And they said, about a couple hours later, they said, yes, you may. And that's when I took it back.
Well, all that's telling me is the captain or whatever of the submarine couldn't control two civilians. He shouldn't be captain of that submarine anyhow.
Yeah,
he
even if exactly, he should have taken those civilians out of there. Okay, Troy, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-800.
Well, you know, a civilian can sue you, and they call him a skipper. They don't call him captain, by the way. I don't know what is he still there?
No, he hung up. What do you mean skipper?
On a tugboat, you're called skipper. And I thought I'd.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Fine. Here is Jake on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Jake. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes,
Phil.
Sir.
Yeah, 28 years in the Navy, 1964 to 1992, Senior Chief Petty Officer.
Aye, aye.
The man is absolutely wrong. The captain of the boat has an entire right to tell any civilian
Then why didn't they?
What
if that's,
to do?
If that's the case, then why didn't they?
I tell you, I don't think it was the civilians that were the problem. I tell you right now, though, I'd never let you on board any ship I ever commanded. And it's just a fact. You're so absolutely wrong,
what is that
so
to mean?
Far off base, so completely ignorant of what maritime law is, what the UCMJ is all about, and what power a captain on board a ship has that it just turned me blue.
Wait a second.
You're wrong. You're
I am
absolutely
a skipper.
Wrong.
I
you are
a
not a captain of any tugboat. You couldn't possibly command a bass boat. I doubt very seriously if you could get a rowboat underway. Sir, you're just wrong.
Sir, you said some things there that were this another time in another place, I'd ask you to step outside.
Stepped outside with you, you'd crap in your pants,
well,
buddy.
Sir, I think that's easy for you to say on a telephone line. But let me just say this.
All right, gentlemen, can we...
No. Let me just say this. I think it's easy for the gentleman to make assumptions. Look, I'm a tugboat. Somebody took my tugboat away from me. What am I supposed to do? Hello? Oh, he hung up. Godless wonder, the guy was challenging me. Someone took my tugboat away from me.
We all heard about your tugboat, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, there he goes. He hung up. There he goes. He hung up. I can't help it. It's funny when I hear about the guy having his tugboat, you know, mutinied from underneath him. Did he call back? Call him back, Mike. All right, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to offend the gentleman, but it started to get a little ugly there. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, I'm very, very sorry, Captain.
It's Skipper.
Skipper Dozier. I'm sorry, sir.
All right, thank you.
No, don't hang up. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, look, and I'm sorry, but you got to admit, it's funny.
I can tell you, unless you know the fear of having two kids, two punks, take your tugboat away from you, I don't think you should be making jokes.
You're right. I'm sorry, little buddy. I mean, Skipper.
Thank you very much.
No way. Come on, man. Hung up again. All right, we're going to have this guy on or we're not. Is this the number of the guy? Skipper Dozier, it's Phil Hendry. Yes, sir, I am very sorry, okay? We got a couple of minutes left. We got a couple of minutes left in the air. Please come on. I will respect you. Yes, I will. That guy hung up on you, so maybe you're right, okay? Okay?
All right.
Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just cannot believe what I'm hearing, and my comment is that, sir, if you are involved and in charge of a tugboat fleet, you need to be relieved of duty immediately.
What have I said that is so completely unhygienic?
That you have no control of your vessel.
Now, when you say I have no control of my vessel, what do you mean?
You say you have no control if a civilian comes on. That's absolutely ludicrous.
Ma'am,
you are in charge of that vessel.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What happened with that nuclear submarine? Did they have control of their vessel? No.
I don't know, and neither do you. You don't know bull. You don't know anything.
You know,
and you're sitting on this show, and you're trying to say that you know what's going on, and you don't know.
Ma'am,
and you should be ashamed of yourself for saying things.
I do not believe that women have the right to comment on maritime topics in the day.
And you obviously don't. You must be a lunatic.
In the days of yore, women were bad luck on board a ship. Oh, laugh. Go ahead. God, I'd slap you if you were here.
You know
all right.
What?
Okay,
that's
enough of that.
Out, buddy.
That's enough of that. I don't believe women are qualified to comment on maritime topics. In the days of yore. What? Damn sirens? Well, I don't know. See there? He's gone. All right, anyway, that's it. Screw him. That's pretty goofy. We're going to have to find out what happened with that submarine, though. But that poor guy had his tugboat taken out. He had to sit there and smoke cigarettes while those kids were running his tugboat around. What? Aye. Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.